News Talk Breakfast. In association with AIR. Seamless connections with Ireland's number one broadband provider.
Now, the EU is to ease restrictions for those fully vaccinated or from countries with positive epidemiological situations to be allowed to travel. The changes could also see people from outside the EU bloc allowed to travel in for non-essential reasons. As Ireland is not in the Schengen area travel, it would not be bound by any final recommendations, but it could opt into any of these rules. And we're joined now for more on this by Billy Kelleher, Fianna Fáil MEP. Billy, first of all, just bring us through what looks like it's being recommended here.
Well, what's been recommended is that within the European Union, Schengen area, which obviously Ireland isn't part of, but we could opt into it, that people who are vaccinated or have had COVID-19 and have immunity built up, or have been PCR tested, that they will be able to travel freely within the European Union. Now, as I say at the outset, any European country still has in it within its own powers, you know, to set its own public health policy. So, I mean, while, you know, the European Union will recommend, it's up to individual countries to actually oversee this in terms of what they feel is right for their own particular scenarios. But beyond that, then, the European Union is also saying that countries outside of the EU that have a high vaccination rate, that have a good epidemiological situation in terms of COVID-19 and have good public health measures, that there should be a system in place whereby they can travel into the EU if they have been vaccinated. Or, and if there is also other, you know, public health measures in place as well.
And Billy, you've mentioned, because we're not in Schengen, that we don't actually have to go with this. But in your view, should we be opting in here? We've had a massive debate in this country over the last 2 to 3 months on mandatory hotel quarantine and on closing our borders and, you know, Fortress Ireland to some extent. This is a very different, I suppose, perspective, allowing people to travel using these digital certificates. What's your view on us opting in?
Well, I certainly believe we should opt in. And also, I think that we should be in very close discussions, both Ireland and the European Union with the UK, to ensure that we can have a common understanding of the documentation, of the digital green cert, and obviously of the public health measures as well. And if you look at, like, there's very positive news coming through from countries that have good vaccination rates. You look at Israel, for example, 13 cases yesterday, 13 cases. So there is a phenomenal achievement in terms of rolling out of vaccines and the dropping of COVID-19 infection rates. So, you know, we have to be very positive and hopeful that towards the middle of the summer, you know, things will be very, very different in Europe. And if they are, we can do all these discussions now and have these discussions now and put in place the measures. And if the situation improves in terms of the public health measures and the epidemiological measures, well, then we can open up. But, you know, if there's still public health challenges, well, then we can keep our borders closed. But I think we should opt in to be ready to take advantage of the potential upswing that may come very, very quickly in terms of the vaccination rollout.
Okay, so up to relatively recently, we've been told, forget about, you know, non-essential travel, forget about your sun holidays, your overseas trips this summer, even for the rest of this year. That was the sort of the byline. Are we saying now that maybe, not maybe necessarily in June, because we'll still be, you know, below certain levels of vaccination, but maybe by July, maybe by August, that people from Ireland could go on their holidays to Spain or to Portugal or to Greece or to those other EU countries that are involved in this system?
Well, that's what the European Union is saying. And they're saying that measures could be put in place, and they're trying to, you know, coordinate this to make sure that there is, you know, uniformity across the entire of the European Union. Bear in mind, we're not in the Schengen agreement, so it does allow us to either, but we'd have to opt in or we could stay out. But if we stay out, well, that would mean that we'd be very much isolated in terms of access to Europe. So I think we should opt in. I think we should engage very, very, very positively. And if the public health situation improves in Ireland and in the European Union, well, then you can, you know, open up more quickly rather than to have all these discussions after the possibility of opening up. So prepare for this. It's an opportunity. And at the same time, it does still allow the government to close borders or to put in restrictions in the event that there have been public health concerns.
Okay, and last question for you, Billy. Supposing somebody isn't vaccinated, supposing they haven't either been, you know, gotten to on the rollout because of their age, their youth, or there is quite a lot of vaccine hesitant and maybe anti-vax people here as well who might choose not to be vaccinated. Is it reasonable that they will be prevented from this sort of travel? They won't have that digital certificate?
Well, the European Union is saying that people who aren't vaccinated but have a PCR test can use the digital green certificate. So in other words, if you're vaccinated or if you have a PCR test or if you've had COVID-19 and built up immunity, well, then you can use the digital green certificate. It is for countries outside of the European Union that the obligation will probably be on fully vaccinated.
Okay, so potentially non-vaccinated people with a negative PCR could take up this as well. Look, thank you very much for speaking to us about all of that this morning. That is there, Billy Kelleher, Fianna Fáil MEP.